This is Ted Nguyen at the Orange County Transportation Authority. I attended a great PRSA, the Public Relations Society of America, the local chapter in Orange County, just sponsored a great session with three members of the news media, including Teresa Walker from the Orange County Register, and she's the head of the Mom blog. And Teresa, you wrote about the OCTA buses and how a family member of yours relied on it. Can you tell me more about that posting that you shared?
Sure. My son is 17, and he rides the buses all over the place. He's not driving. So we got him a summer pass, and he used that to go all over the place. And now he's got the monthly pass, and that's his mode of transportation for him to get around.
So how does it feel as a parent to allow your son, and how old is your son?
He's 17.
He's 17.
And
use the public transit. Is this an eye changer, an eye opener for you? And how did he feel about it?
Well, I grew up riding the buses, and so I knew that was something he needed to know, mm-hmm. how to use public transportation. And he likes riding the bus. He likes talking to people when he's on the bus. He knows how to use the bus book pretty much. There's some little things he doesn't get. He knows how to go online to figure out what he needs. So for him, if he didn't have a bus pass, he really wouldn't get around because he's not driving yet.
So it was a conscious decision on your part as a parent, because you've had some great experiences with public transit,
right.
And you wanted to kind of impart that information with him as well. Is that how it happened?
Exactly. And I think it's great for young people to know how to get around and to be kind of self-sufficient and not always relying on a car.
Right. And I'm not sure if you know this, but with the state budget crisis and the economic recession, it's really cut our revenues. We've faced record shortfalls in our revenues, and so we're having to look at some serious cuts at the bus system. As a parent and as a bus transit person yourself, what do you think about members of the public not being able to have full access to the bus potentially?
Well, I think that's a sad thing, particularly for people who can only rely on the bus or public transportation to get to their jobs, to get to their schools. That's a burden for them, and it'll make their commute longer, and in some cases maybe even eliminate it. So,
The Orange County Register, the paper that you work for, has an article listing the proposed service cuts, as well as some open house community meeting opportunities that the public can share their viewpoints. And our CEO, I know, has said publicly that he's going to be looking at all different ways to help soften the blow or soften that impact. What do you think about that approach?
Well, I think that's a good idea, to try and find other ways to make up for that shortfall, but not have it impact the public too drastically.
Okay, great. Now, what did you think about the session today, and what was the big key message that you wanted to share with the PR professionals here in Orange County?
Okay, well, I thought this was a good session, and I think the main thing is to try and, I think, establishing some kind of personal relationships and working together more. That's a good thing for everyone's mutual benefit.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and it's a pleasure meeting you, and I'm very glad to know that your son is enjoying riding the bus, and I also wanted to share with you that we're going to be debuting a new website at OCTA.net as well, so it'll make it easier for your son to access information.
Okay,
so
that's good.
Yeah, so thank you very much for talking to us today.
Okay, thank you, Ted.
I'm here with Elaine Tiener, APR, member of OCPRSA. So, Kelly, what did you think about today's information that you received from the news media?
Ted, I really enjoyed the panel. They had some very specific information they could share with us. One of the benefits of being a member of the Orange County PRSA is fabulous access. Today we had the Orange County Business Journal, the LA Times, and the Register. Fabulous information given to us from all of them.
Okay, what was the most helpful information?
I think the most helpful information was that they are very appreciative of the information that they get from the public relations community. They may not use it in its entirety as much as we wish they would, but it does give them story tips and resources that they can use for future efforts.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I also have Elaine Bino with AAA, or the Automobile Club of Southern California. And we just have 15 seconds left. So what did you think?
Hi, Ted. I just thought it was a great review of some of the basics that PR professionals should be aware of, reinforcement of the basics, and also some new information for the changing industry.
Great. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, Ted.
Perfect.